They did something for the friend and you to do.
So they decided to get people playing games. Specifically, our friend. The only friend the character has. Because any more friends makes it complicated.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to interview you a little bit. Have you guys had a chance to play with the Screen Perfect software yet?
No.
Not yet, no.
Like, I've shut you down, like, twice today by mistake because you were just, like, very loud right next to my recording device. But I'm interested in what you have to say about the process so far. And what I'm curious about is, like, how did you guys hear about this game jam? Kind of your age range and your backgrounds. Like, what you do, what you work with, what your schooling is.
Cool.
So, introduce yourselves one at a time and just tell me.
So, my name is Alejandra. I'm a third year illustration major at OCAD.
Okay.
Yep. And I heard about this because I'm taking a game design course.
With?
At OCAD. With Ben Rivers.
Oh, you're Ben Rivers. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I'm also from OCAD, though I'm like second year digital features.
Okay.
So, I was actually didn't come last year, but I was told about it last year by Emma Westacott.
Uh-huh.
And I guess I also come from a game design background. I'm more familiar with things like, well, Flash mostly. I've touched Game Maker and Game Salad, though I hate them both.
Why?
Because as much as like bundle kits are nice,
no.
Like this, and I enjoy them, and I like it gives that foot in the door for a lot of people who don't know what they're doing. Personally, I'm a huge fan of getting into the nitty-gritty and getting to hard-code things.
Okay. And who's your third and fourth people?
Oh, they're actually just helping us.
Great. Who are your volunteers? And how did you get people to volunteer to help with your project for now?
He's helping us.
Yes. Yeah. He's helping us with voice acting for our
It's a
pick
trade-off.
Yeah.
Are you two also involved in No Jam? Are you another group?
Yes.
They are
yes,
another group.
Okay. That means I have to add another group, and we're just going to do your interviews together. Isn't that fun?
I'm a member, then.
That's okay. what's your group's name? Or
what was her name?
What are you? Who are you guys?
We're Team Go.
Team Go. Okay. So Team Go. And
we never picked a name.
Great. Well,
your games are going to get called Team Go. So what's your name?
Okay. Mariska.
Mariska? Okay.
Oh, our game is Kill Fuck Mary.
Okay, and you are Kill Fuck Mary, okay. And who are you?
I want to kill the game. Oh.
Yep, young lady, who's playing? What is your name?
What? Oh, me. I'm Katie.
Hi, Katie, okay.
Sorry.
Kill Fuck Mary, Mariska and Katie.
I didn't know you're talking about
this.
Okay, Mariska, I need you to tell me a little bit about your background now.
I'm also second year digital futures at OCAD. In terms of how
Just
I heard about
week.
This, I heard about it through a friend in a program who told about it, and I actually didn't know Emma was a part of it until I talked to her one day, because I had her as a professor in my first year for game design, but other than that, that's how I know about DMG, and this is my first time being in the game jam as well. In terms of background of what I know about stuff, I do know some. I know Game Salad as well as Stencil. In terms of, and then in terms of programming, I know Processing and Unity, or at least some basics in Unity.
Okay. So, have you guys had a chance to play around with the Screen Perfect software yet today?
Very little so far. I think our other group member has kind of played with it in terms of getting the screen resolution and uploading, like, just kind of testing it out is what we're at so far.
Alright, so, what were you guys expecting from the game jam? When you heard about it, like, what were you expecting from this experience, and what were you bringing to it? I may ask you to give up playing the game for a few minutes while
Mariska and I really like.
You can talk to me.
Yeah.
You know.
Come from Digital Futures, so we actually do game jams every week.
Okay.
But I personally at least thought it'd be refreshing to come here and like find new minds and new people to work with, so you get like different sides of things. Because we all, like in Digital Futures, we're all being taught the same way,
mm-hmm.
but here we get people with different practices. So we were just expecting like the chance to work with other people and see what they're like and maybe make some connections.
Okay. So we let you know last week that you'd be working in film, and I'm getting that that isn't any of your backgrounds. It's not kind of your deal. So when you heard about that, I know that Fergie came to ask me a bunch of things about software, but what did you guys immediately want out of the software to interact with?
personally, I didn't necessarily want anything. I just needed to know its limitations and abilities. Because, like, we just kind of worked around it to make it work as if we were coding something, but we just had to, like, stage everything a little bit more to make it more video-friendly.
Okay.
Mostly because my background isn't video.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't exactly, like, my main way of doing things.
Okay.
But it was a fun challenge.
All right. So... You two are, you four are in separate groups. Oh, thank you, Eric. I definitely need that anyway. You're in separate
That's why
groups.
That's been here so long.
It
comes
yeah.
on every so often when we're recording.
And so what I was going to ask is, like, how has your group process worked through the week? Like, how has group Kill, Fuck, Marry done their thing? How have you two worked on your stuff through the week to prep for the game jam?
We met before, like, we met, like, once in person during the week, which I think helped a lot in terms of kind of setting...
Oh, yeah.
A sort of plan of, like, what to prepare for the weekend in a way. Like, we decided what are, like, we kind of assigned ourselves, like, kind of a homework situation. So, like, things we can do to, like, bring this weekend to sort of...
And what were some of those things?
For instance, what we decided on was kind of finalized. Well, at least having a sort of support structure of what our game would be like.
Mm-hmm.
And how to prepare for it, as well as kind of what we could do, at least, because it's such a, like, it's only 2 days that we really have to work on this, what we could do to sort of bring, instead of just kind of, like, starting from, like, scratch or, like, a blank state, like, on Saturday. So what we did, at least, what I mainly prepared for or did was make a script,
mm-hmm.
or did some of the writing aspects for the game. And then right now it would be kind of editing that as well as starting the actual scenes. Because having... Doing that all together, like, would be good to, like, kind of have a universal idea or an agreement on how this is executed.
Okay. And how is your group process working today? What are you guys working on today at the jam? Because I know that you haven't really been into the software, so what are you working on with Miso? What are you filming?
We're not filming. That's our deal. Yeah.
What are you doing instead of filming?
We are creating animations.
Okay.
So we have our other group member, she's drawing some pictures, and then
right.
I think we decided that I'm going to animate her pictures, and...
What software are you going to use for that?
After Effects.
Okay.
And, well, not After Effects, Premiere. Maybe.
After Effects is the one that animates things, isn't it?
After Effects is the animation package, yes.
Okay, After Effects.
So you'll be learning After Effects tomorrow, then?
Oh, I know how to use After Effects,
okay.
So that's no problem for me. And then Mariska is going to be working with the sound.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have, like, voice actors for the animations.
Okay. So one of the things I've been asking people, like, you guys seem to be pretty quiet and kind of focused and also friends from outside of here. So it's a little bit harder for me to kind of get you into conversational mode, not to mention we're standing in a foyer and people are, like, leaving for the day for our interview. That's okay. I mean, we're in the exit. It's fine. So one of the things I've kind of been asking people is sort of what their age range is and kind of what their relationship to media and media consumption is coming into a game jam that's about film. Like, this animation is a form of film, I think it's safe to say, although it's a bit more intentional than film sometimes is normally. Like, there's no ambient lighting in animation unless you put it there, right? Where you can use natural light in your iPhone to film other things. But I'm getting the sense that you guys are maybe younger than some of our other jam participants. And keep in mind that my documentation is inside a cell phone that doesn't have a camera. So you, like, when I go back through my notes, you know, I can either write my notes in and tell my notes my general impression of you guys, or you can sort of tell me a little bit about yourselves and kind of how you relate to things. And, like, I've been asking people about, you know, what their relationship to movies and games is to date, but, you know, I'm good at open-ended questions, and adults, like, people in their 30s like open-ended questions because they fucking love talking about themselves, but I'm getting the sense that y'all are not feeling particularly forthcoming, so if there's a better way for me to structure this, just ask.
I
don't
know what I'm talking about.
But, okay, you, start with me.
Okay, so I'm 22, I go to OCAD,
okay.
I'm in fourth year, I'm in Digital Futures.
Okay.
So
have you signed a consent form and a waiver?
Yes, because I'm working on a thesis too, and I might have to do that, so I understand.
Okay.
I work in multimedia stuff, so I know programming, and I've done some film.
By multimedia stuff, can you be more specific?
like interactive pieces. I did one installation, like switches and Arduino.
Okay.
Like processing. Mm-hmm. I've done data visualization with After Effects and processing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's
lots of digital stuff.
Okay, and we're gonna just keep going around the circle then.
Cool. Okay, so me.
Yeah, you. Me. You, and then you, and then you.
Yeah.
I'm also an OCAD. I'm 21. I'm in my third year.
Okay.
And I'm in the illustration program, so my expertise lie in just 2D rendering, like not so much animation, but just still images.
Mm-hmm.
And I do have some experience coding. I use GameMaker a lot. Mm-hmm. And also some Python.
Okay.
And
what do you use Python for?
Oh, I made a game.
Okay.
That uses Python.
Okay.
No big deal.
RenPy.
RenPy or like Python raw?
Oh no, RenPy.
RenPy. Okay, so you have that is a specific GameMaker framework. Okay. So you have made games before and you make interactives. And how about you, Mariska?
I'm Mariska. I'm 19 years old, second year Digital Futures. In terms of animation and particularly in film, I've only really experienced that in high school, and that was obviously like a really basic kind of like what's a match cut or how to make storyboards and how to, I guess, film and edit. It was super basic. Other than that, I think I can only really say my main expertise is, I guess, learning like in terms of game software. So I've touched Game Salad. I've worked a lot with Unity these mm-hmm. days, as well as processing and Arduino, so I guess I've done sort of installation work, but not professionally. It's mostly for critiques.
Mm-hmm.
And in terms of, I guess, designing a game, like, so far in the past few months, or since September, I've been designing a game with, like, a team, or at times, like, there was one time I did it individually as well.
Okay.
But it doesn't necessarily have to be an actual game engine. I've done actual analog games as well. So I've kind of, I guess, explored on how to, I guess, maybe design and execute a game.
Okay. Have you guys, the three of you, have you guys done game jams before? Fergie said that you guys do game jams once a week.
We do.
You do.
We do.
Okay. So I was just wondering, like, how the jam is sort of influencing your work over the course of the weekend. Like, is there a noticeable influence? Just, like, what effect are the restrictions having on you so far? Crickets.
Well, I can't do everything I want.
Okay.
We're all like, oh, we can just put an if-then statement. No.
It's like, this is the workaround away from, like, the coding logic. You have to start stitching up to an understanding of just staging,
mm-hmm.
which is something maybe, like, a lot of us aren't used to, because a lot of us do use, like, more conditional statements and, like, variables that can be changed based on, like, numbers. Now it's the kind of thing where, like, you have to change that into something like, okay, so these have to be very, very tangible values and very, very tangible choices that make it that you have to know that X leads to Y leads to Z.
So you're finding the software kind of gets in your way then a little bit. Is that a leading statement? Is that a bad
so.
No? Okay.
I mean, I'm not used to thinking in video or, like, kind of these choices that are linear.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, tree branching almost, right? So I'm not used to thinking in that format. I'm also having a hard time with the video concept.
Okay.
Because I don't want to make, like, just a video with an interactive controller. I want it to be, like, two separate videos that serve two different purposes.
Okay.
Which, I don't know, I'm finding very difficult to process in my head.
We're
working on it.
Yeah. Okay.
Also, I guess to kind of add, the only, like, in terms of, like, differences, I guess, of doing, like, a game jam, like Fergie and I do, is that at this point, it's always just the same people I kind of work around with. Either it kind of, like, cycle through people, but at this point, we know people's skill sets and what they do at this point. So the more I do, it's like, okay, you do this, you do that. Like, we know each other very well, so communication's, like, perfect.
Okay.
And so this is, like, well, it's, like, almost, like, a slight throw-off, like, I do know Katie, but not that well, to the extent, like, I've only discovered today that, yeah, she knows After Effects, and she knows these skills, as well as our other team member who knows how to, like, use a tablet and illustrate, so it's also kind of like a learning process for me, as well as, like, what to do with what, so.
Okay. So, Fergie, we totally distracted before you got a chance to introduce yourself. Go ahead.
Oh, cool. Yeah, Fergie, again, second year Digital Futures, 19 years old. I guess I come from sculpting background, an animating background. I've done some stop motion. I have a background in Java.
Okay.
I like to hard code things when I do games, so I use Flash more than Game Maker or Game Salad.
Okay.
We're all starting to learn, like, within my program, we're all learning Unity now. I'm doing some sculptures, so it's 3D modeling. I actually do also have a communications background and also the things in After Effects. So, like, as far as, like, media editing software, whether it be, like, music, sound, video, animation, 3D video game, I kind of just go all around.
Okay. All right. So my question next is sort of, what were your group processes this week? Like, what kind of prep stuff did you do? How did you work together? What tools did you use to come up with ideas? And where were the friction points in developing for this new software that you didn't know anything about?
I guess, like, for us, like, really, we met the first day, fleshed out some of the concept, then we met another day during the week, figured out actually how we're sequentially going through things, made kind of a flow chart for the whole tree diagram thing.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from that, like, again, both of us also prefer not doing video. Like, you like to draw, we like to animate,
mm-hmm.
if possible. So we're also doing animation, but we're trying to, like, use both the footage and the animation together,
mm-hmm.
in the different screens. And we're trying to bring, like, gaming backgrounds into this to make it that, as much as it is, like, a flow of video to video to video, we wanted to make it that the bottom screen is almost like an RPG.
Okay.
It's like turn-based RPG, because then it's like, it's turn-based. It's like one little choice leads to the next scene, and that,
yeah.
it's possible.
Yeah.
Not exactly, like, optimal, it's very doable.
Okay.
So that's how we had fun with the idea of having these two different screens and different interactions.
Okay. And you guys? Like, did you,
what the original question was.
It was, what was your working process through the week?
Oh.
Like, how did you guys prep for this, and what tools did you use, and, like, what were you dreaming about before getting into contact with the software?
So we got together for, like, I don't know, was it 3 hours?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we hashed out concepts. We discussed ideas. We had a few, like, conflict views that we sorted out.
Yeah.
So we made, like, kind of universal idea, so everybody knew their part. We set up Google Hangouts chat, which was difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm not gonna ask now.
So we just communicated over that.
Okay.
We created a document on Google Drive.
Mm-hmm.
So we've all edited it.
Mm-hmm.
And we made scripts.
Mm-hmm.
So each one of us made our own script, and now we've kind of delegated different jobs. Based on people's knowledge of programs and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we have a kind of clear understanding now of what we're doing.
Okay. Some of the other stuff that I just have been talking to other groups with is I've been asking them kind of about their media consumption habits, because I found a really interesting thread there in that, like, some people really fucking love movies. But actually, not
so much in the movie person.
Yeah, not the majority of the people at the gym, which is a leading question, which doesn't get you your true response. But I'm just sort of wondering what you guys do in your spare time. What do you do when you're not working on deadlines for OCAD, which I'm aware in your case is there isn't any spare time, Katie. but
I have lots of spare time that I shouldn't have.
So what do you guys choose to spend your time on? Like, what media do you use, if you use any at all?
Like social media?
No, like TV, music, games, social media, reading. How do you kill your spare time? No, I'm talking about how you spend your spare time.
Oh,
like,
okay.
When you are not working,
got it.
When you are not committed to other things, what are you doing and how? And, like, do you spend time with the movies? If so, which ones? How do you feel about YouTube?
Oh,
that's what this is about.
I make YouTube videos sometimes.
Do you follow any YouTube channels?
Too many.
Okay. So you really,
I think
really,
I have 73.
You really do subscribe. Okay.
Yeah.
How about the rest of you? Like, are there any particular TV shows, movies? How do you feel about these things?
Oh, God. When I have time to power down, it's usually just, like, for, like, an hour or two on Sunday mornings.
Okay.
Like, to be honest, like, I don't have time for things.
That's fine.
But, like, that hour for Sunday mornings, I just reserve for, like, updates on, like, anime streaming websites.
Okay. Do you have any that you love especially?
Love especially, wow. None that are running right now, except for, like, I guess maybe, like, One Piece, which has just been on forever, but has kept a similar quality.
I actually meant streaming websites. Do you have any that you love especially? Like,
I go to Kumbi, mostly.
Okay.
watchop.com for One Piece specifically.
Okay, so you are into the animes, as they say. Yeah. I at one point was as well when I was younger and had more time. Everybody else, you.
Yeah,
Katie sometimes makes stuff. You two stand in silence.
Oh, sorry. I was going to wait until everyone was taking their turn. I actually watch a lot. I mean,
okay.
Now it's cut down, actually, because I do participate in the Game Room every week. At one point, I used to be... I don't know, going through phases where I'm either more into movies or more into shows. And
okay.
I think now that most, like, things like Breaking Bad or Mad Men, they have all these... I'm really high maintenance, I shouldn't say, but when it comes to shows... I actually appreciate things like cinematography, writing, acting, because I feel like some shows have lacked, like, I don't know, like, there seems to be the qualities degrading as the years go by. I could be wrong, though. Like, I do agree that some shows, there's very few good shows out there that I really like, and same with movies. So in terms of movies, I go by directors right now, and I think right now I'm looking into Steve McQueen as... I don't know if you know, he's done movies like Shame and Hunger, and he's done 12 Years a Slave... I really like those, and I'm waiting to see 12 Years a Slave when I have the free time. So in terms of movies right now, I have cut down, but I'm trying to look at old, like, super serious films, like even Memento and Requiem of a Dream is also...
Oh, I love that one.
Aronofsky is definitely Aronofsky. Okay.
Yeah.
all right, and...
I play a lot of video games.
I play a lot of video games, says Allie. What sort of video games?
Right now, mostly first-person shooters. Payday 2 is a big one right now. Played a lot of Borderlands 2 recently as well. And I do watch movies. I used to watch a lot of movies, but now mostly I watch things that I can put on in the background as I work.
Mm-hmm.
So that includes Disney movies and Miyazaki movies.
Yeah, okay. Fergie apparently also loves
games. Back in times, back during times when I had, I used to play games a lot, mostly, again, like, narrative-driven games, like, mostly JRPGs rather than Western RPGs, because Western, like, there's no direction, I feel, while JRPGs, like, it's a story, and, like, you really want to get into the lore, which I enjoy.
Okay.
When it comes to things in the background, like, actually, Night Vale, like, radio, like, podcasts, like, that's one thing I do actually keep up with a little bit, because I can just put it on while I'm working. I can't really call it, like, because you specifically said when we're not working, so I didn't think it could be things just, like, in leisure while you're doing things. So
I just am asking about media consumption habits, and I'm asking because I kind of want to know how they, like, feed into your game production habits and your working habits and, like, how you think about things. And
I do a lot of networking on Twitter and, like, YouTube now. But I follow a lot of people who are game developers, so I just have them like a separate feed. So I pay attention to that stuff. But my thesis, I'm making a game, so I'm working on programming that.
But I mean, like, if you have to think about it really, really hard, I'm not too worried about it, because it's more of one of those things, like. Part of what I'm judging here is, like, how absorbed you are in it, and the answer is not terribly today. You know, that's a thing that I can tell when I ask you these questions. I can be like, oh, yeah, they're not super involved in it right now, although you are all working in this, and it's just interesting for me as a researcher to know these things. So we covered what features did you immediately want, and you guys wanted... You guys wanted variables. You wanted it to basically just be video game software, emphasis on the software and less on the video or the game. So you guys
wanted... I really wanted it to be that, but like
it's
just
more
working with
what,
a different
it's
software.
What we're used to
it's
thinking.
What we're used to
yeah.
It's more like...
Okay.
It's just a different way of thinking. Which
so
I like.
For you, lacking the proper variables was actually a higher friction point than having it be invisible and just a very simple piece of software. Is that a fair thing to say? Because you had to learn to think in a new way to use a simpler piece of software.
I think I like broadening my spectrum and thinking in different ways. So,
this isn't a negative thing. This is
I will say personally, that's
not,
exactly how I felt.
Yeah.
I was a little concerned that it was going to be difficult to work with. But I don't think it's difficult at all. Like, from what you were showing us, like, it's not difficult.
It's very straightforward software, but I'm interested... also, like, because my research is like towards accessible tools for artists and about getting content. By content, I mean like what people's artistic vision is out with less learning of software tools.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm worried about or thinking about is like who has friction points and what visions get granted by what kinds of tools. So the stuff that you're working with for me is all about control systems. And it's not about systems of control that you articulate with your hands. It's about systems of control that a developer places on the people who interact with their systems. So my thesis is about ease of use systems permitting people to use things more smoothly, as versus difficult to use systems like Unity, which allow people to have greater control over their vision, but where those control points come in and where they leave. So that's what my work is about. So this is why there's no wrong answer, there's no positive answer, there's no negative answer, there's just what you actually are thinking. And I need to hear that, because when I hear that, then I can be like, okay, people who have experience learning new tools all the time and are comfortable with variables find a really transparent tool very difficult because it places the burden on them to come up with the content. And that's not what they're familiar with. Like, you guys aren't familiar with having that.
Word as such. It's more that, like, we're familiar with having content, but we're able to actually... We like having that ability to make it that we can choose how the content is interacted with.
Yeah.
As opposed to having something where it's like, drag and drop this,
yeah.
Insert this. Where, personally, as a developer, and the way I like to do things, is I like to actually have it that, like, for a specific scene, I want it to go play a certain way. I want it to be that you jump into it with, like, given choices, but not just the choices. Like, you have to do it a right way, a wrong way. There are little things you can work around. I don't like the idea of it just being like, okay, so here it is, cut and dry. So I actually, personally, really avoid all these simplification kits. Like, I've worked with Game Salad specifically because I needed to make it onto an iPad that week. And that was a really fast way of doing it. But at the same time, I actually, personally, hate working with things like Game Salad and Game Maker, or even, like, I'm... iffy about Unity's Playmaker because it's also like a script library kit where you drag and drop things. I don't like being given that ease of access if it also means I'm giving less freedom to choose how things are done.
So would you say you feel that restricts your creativity as a...
Personally, yes.
Okay. All right. And what impact does that have on the games you produce?
It has it that either I have to choose to maybe put something aside for like a more optimized software or choose to make some sort of workaround.
Yeah, it's like compromising.
And how do you guys feel about the impact of that on your users? Do you think about your users in your design process? Is that something that you worry about?
Yes.
Yes. When I put into this and it comes to thinking about the user, I'm sure that the way that I logically put this into my head and played through is that it is a playable game.
Yeah.
But is it done in a way that I would consider still really a game or more just like an interactive, just specifically an interactive story? Or is it that, will the player come into this and actually find it, well, fun?
Okay, so you are committed to the narratives about what is a game and that sort of thing.
Yeah,
like you're part of that.
Game studies and game theory courses.
That was my "the more things change, the more things stay the same" phase. Okay. That's interesting. That's very something. All right. How about the rest of you? How do you feel about that stuff? Because there's three of you here, and you're all being pretty quiet. So, Allie, you're an illustrator.
Yeah.
How do you feel about this stuff? Welcome to research projects. You have to have conversations with people who are older than you and asking very particular questions.
Oh. Should we save the question, actually?
Yeah.
I completely lost it. I was wondering if you would just riff off of what Fergie said, which is about creativity and, like, restricted practice and about your practice as game makers and how your creativity is reflected.
Okay. Well, I think one thing that stood out was between having something that's just a drag and drop feature versus something you can actually script. I actually don't mind, well, I don't like the two extremes personally. Like, I guess it's better to go to like complete like scripting and developing, but yeah, I definitely don't like fully enjoy just a whole drag and drop thing. It's almost too limiting, I guess, for me in terms of my creativity. I like a mixture of both where I can, I guess, start off somewhere and then kind of explore from like a foundational basis. So in a way, I guess...
So is your creativity associated with developing maybe new game mechanics then? Or...
Yeah, I feel like through developing new skills, I develop my creativity sometimes. Or, I don't know, in some cases I feel like it's like that. It's not all the time, but I feel like when I can do something, so it kind of inspires me to do, like, have an idea of sorts. That makes sense.
This makes sense, and this is interesting to me, but I'm also sort of like, so at what point does this choke down on your creativity? Because, you know, I enjoy using toolkits and libraries, and I program on a number of different levels and on a vast number of things, and so...
May I interrupt you?
Yeah.
There was an announcement upstairs. We're going to sort of present where we're at so far at about 6, which is about half an hour.
Yeah, okay. Thanks very much, Robbie. So I'm just interested because what I'm sensing here is that, like, you have this restriction, but also I'm not getting a sense of what the creativity, the creative output is normally for you and how it's distinct from these tool sets. Like, I'm not getting a sense of what you develop through your programming that's being given to you that isn't being given to you elsewhere. And I respect that the tool sets are too simplified, but I just need you to articulate it more exactly, like what you're building with the increased freedom. Just spell it out for me, because it has to come.
Okay,
so I can be like,
I guess something.
Problems, like, because this goes under the problems header, like, programmers hate this shit. Here's why.
To be fair, for this, can I use this?
Yes,
as an example.
You can totally use my actual software. This is actually a research project.
Yes.
About
my
shit.
Yeah.
Okay, I get
yes.
that. But I just want to say, like, film. I don't know. I'm personally, like, in terms of my skill set, I'm not good with effects. That
Great.
May have helped. I also think, in terms of the type of game I'm creating, I just automatically think of those interactive YouTube.
This
games.
Was definitely built and designed
to
replace
that,
those, actually,
okay.
In a very specific way, so.
So with that, I only think, besides, like, maybe, like, those, like, maybe, what are they called? Just, like, those games where you make choices, so. Or even, I always thought, I don't know why I think murder mystery, but I always do, because I think one of the people in our classes for the game jam did kind of make
Saffron,
a game like that. Her name's Saffron, yes.
Yeah.
And so I just think of it like that. And I feel like, say, I'm doing, like, the scripting for one of the scenes. So it's like, I feel like I'm kind of going that direction. It's like, I kind of want to do more with this because it's like an interactive, like, it's a touch screen. And so it's like, maybe have it so that it doesn't necessarily have to be like you press this button, it does an action. I would like it to do. Maybe an installation piece almost. As I don't know, it just does a lot more than just input and output. I don't know how I really can't articulate myself well, but I just don't want it to. I want it to be more than just an interactive YouTube video. This is where I was going.
That seems like an interesting route to take. That isn't super useful for me because that's what the software does. So that's wonderful, and I would love to see you sign up for a game jam that was not specifically about this software, because that is not a super useful piece of feedback for specifically YouTube video-based replacement software.
But I feel like this isn't a software for YouTube.
But this isn't a software for YouTube.
Well, it goes beyond.
It does. It chases it down, and it kind of extends it, and there are I have, like, a whole bunch of feature requests here that would extend that, but it is always going to be an FMV choice-making software.
Yeah.
And so, like, I hear what you're saying, and I would love to run a game jam for advanced programmers that can do that sort of thing, but that kind of kites off into the distance, and when you're doing research, it's really important to delimit your research.
Yes.
Sort of like when you're in critique, you've all been in critique now, and you know that there are the critiques that just make people cry, and you're like, well, that was not a useful use of my time. And then there are people who are, like, trying to do the super ultra-realistic faces, and somebody says, why don't you work abstract? And you know that's not a useful use of your time. So generally when you're critiquing work, it's sometimes best to keep it within that frame of reference. But I really do actually appreciate your actual comments, because that gives me a direction to pursue for other things. It's just not super useful feedback.
Sorry, may I add one more thing?
Yeah. Absolutely. Like, you're all
just
going on tape, and I'm just, you know, it's fine. I will feed it back later. And
I think
like,
there
Alex
was an example, but for some reason it wasn't playing for me, but maybe just, like, maybe a starting point may have helped, as opposed to, I think I'm just making, like, these assumptions are probably incorrect,
There is a game demo that's on there in MindSafe, but you have to like open up the client and the control and actually play through with them. So there is like a full game installed today in ScreenPerfect for you to play through to see like different ways of. Yeah, it's up on the server. It's been there all day.
With me.
Okay.
Well, we're not quite at that point yet, anyways.
Yeah, you're not at the. It's fine. I mean, that's a thing. And that's. I mean, that's a useful learning moment for like how to talk about critique. Fergie.
See, let me jump in. Like, that's why specifically I didn't really want to talk for that much because I know like as far as your sample goes and your like what you really need within your pool, I'm this huge outlier because what I want to do is very different. But for what it's worth, as an FMV software, I can understand that it is definitely significantly easier based on what I've seen others do. Because I have that same friend who tried to do FMV on YouTube, and when she was doing it, she ran into all these problems where things wouldn't upload, where she couldn't get things in the right place, where she couldn't hold things right, where the buttons wouldn't pop out at the right timing. And for as an interactive story software, which is really what this is, it is beautiful, and I
Thank
cannot
you.
Deny that.
I'm not actually asking for compliments of the rest of it, and outliers are super useful to me. Because, I mean, we accepted you guys because you have a different context, and we want to see what different voices, like, people who are interested in programming do. And also, like, when you put together a design charrette, like, you, as a grown-up, when you put together a thing and you ask for people to apply, you have to accept the people who come to you, and you have to understand that they're coming to you in good faith, and they've read the documentation about what the thing is about, and they're going to bring their game to work on the thing that is what the thing is about. So when you're putting together stuff like this, like as somebody who's putting together a jam or a charrette, a design charrette is something you might know about, but probably no one else will, but it's similar to, it's a game design thing, except you're working on a specific theme or with a specific tool or with a specific client. And when you design those get-togethers, there are always restrictions on them. So you have to expect that when people apply to join them and to take part in them, that they wouldn't apply to join if they didn't want to work for, say, Tim Hortons, if Tim Hortons is the client who is sponsoring the design charrette. So, you know, my assumption is that although this is limited for you guys, you're coming to it in good faith and you're going to put together a thing in good faith and you're going to address it in good faith as designers who are willing to set aside your own, you know, preference to hard code it in Java, but also bring that interest, like as a programmer, to see the openings in the software to take that specialization and extend it. So you can extend this software, you just would have to learn Daimyo, which is the language that is backing it, to do it. Like if you go into game settings, you can write an entire game in there in Daimyo code and it will work super fine. And you can include things like variable sets and if-then statements and choices and stuff like that. We just have left that sealed today because for the most part, people here are not super advanced at it. So,
I like the restriction because I sometimes get too caught up.
Because we also have 48
things.
Hours. That's the other thing.
Yeah. Well, sometimes I get too caught up in learning things and then,
Like for the two of you, I could take you through and be like, okay, so this is Dan Tolliver and we're going to teach you about data flow languages, which are probably new to you. And that is how you would implement some of the like many variable things I have here. But for a 48-hour game jam, I have to be able to make sure that I encompass both your ambitions and like the direction of the project. So it's interesting to me to talk to people and to get the outliers because I need to know what you're thinking, but I also need to know like as a person who's designing the thing when to be like, that's not useful, this is super useful. So that's why I'm asking about your media, but like my conversation with you is super rewarding because I get to find out about like Java. Like what does somebody who wants to build a JRPG see in this software? Are they going to pursue that idea, or are they going to cooperate with the software, or are they going to fight with it? And how does that influence my design process? So that's what this is about. It's about me being able to sit here and talk to you and be like, this is useful, this is an interesting perspective, this is how we, so.
Okay, then what I would see out of this in going towards pursuing something like a JRPG or pursuing something like is that more explorable game that I'm thinking is what I see is really more of a prototyper. I see more of like, it's like the sequential storyboarder.
Yeah.
As opposed to just drawing it out and hashing it out, I could see like how that would flow into things and how that would, like, it, again, it gives you that staging mindset.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't use this personally for a final product.
No, Okay, that's fine. Yeah, whereas somebody who's like a photographer would, and I mean, I've already heard from upstairs that like people like to use twine for storyboarding, and then some people release final products that are twines, and and so I get a sense that there's going to be a variety of uses for it. Anyway, all of that is very useful, and I am grateful to you guys for taking a few minutes to talk to me about it, and I'm going to leave you alone. Emma will probably have very